Yeah, I was 5 years old when I come here in England. So I can remember the recordings. I was quite young. I say the recordings went on till early 80s, mid 70s. Obviously, then the telephone was more, but I can remember the recording because they used to make me stand there and say, talk to your auntie in Pakistan and say this, and such an auntie and such an uncle. And I used to be shy to talk, but they used to make me talk. I remember that much. And the idea was that, you know, they can all sit over in Pakistan and listen to our conversation. Vice versa, they send us a cassette and we'd all sit around the table and we'd listen to their conversation, because telephone was very rare. And even a TV in per house was rare, never mind telephone. So it was, you know, it was just a thing that somebody was going to Pakistan, it'd be excitement, let's do a cassette and send it in, and they'll reach within a day or two and they can listen to our conversations or anything they want to tell them, messages. It was an easy way to communicate, I think, at that time. A brother would do it, older brother, my father would do it. When we knew they were going to get the recorder out, we used to run and hide somewhere. They'd find us and then make us talk. One or two times they'd press record and we didn't know we were recording, and they would ask us, what do you think of Pakistan, this, that. Then you realise what they've done. But when they ask you, I used to run a mile. Me and my brother used to run a mile. We didn't want to talk.